Hello, hello, and welcome. You are listening to the Listen Bitch podcast where emotional depth meets fire. Okay. And no, I'm not going to lower my voice to make you comfortable. I am Brandon Lynette, mindset coach, disruptor, truth teller, bullshit walking meter, walking contradiction as well. Curse a little bit, pray a lot, and I refuse to water down what God actually gave me to lead with. And that is emotional authority, some spiritual discernment, and really a deep love for people who feel too much and have no idea how powerful they are yet. If you've ever been told that you're dramatic, you're too intense, or you're too sensitive, good. You're my people. So let's build in public, heal out loud, and burn those performing masks together. Okay. Today is about emotional authority. This week really is about emotional authority. Stop apologizing for feeling everything. This specific episode is about why emotional intelligence is a spiritual gift. It is not a liability. Okay. We're going to go all the way into this, right? No more shoving your feelings into a closet and then calling that strength. Okay. We're not going to confuse numbness with maturity. No more silencing your sensitivity to look stable for people who never earned access to your truth. Okay. And I'm telling you the real emotional depth isn't weakness. It is literally that divine wiring for who God made you to be. And the more that you're trying to repress that, the louder that your body and your business and your burnout will scream back. Okay. So if you're feeling resistance in your life, it is because you are not set on your purpose. Okay. You ever feel like you feel too much and you can't keep up? I feel like I say this in every episode lately. You are not broken. You are someone who is literally wired for prophetic leadership. Like you have something to share, you have a purpose, and God created exactly the way you are to be that person. Okay. Before we really jump in today, though, I really do need to drop this on your soul. I am pretty anti-pharma, and I don't sell things to sell things. Okay, I'm gonna make that very clear. If I share something, it's because I witnessed that transformation, and then I'm gonna tell you where to find it. If I make a buck off that, awesome. If I don't, that's fine too. I still use the shit out of the things that I share. Okay, if you've been literally like running on fumes, feeling like your nervous system is fried and trying to pray it away while dragging yourself through your day like a zombie, this is definitely for you. I want to talk about my Liberty Patch. Okay. This is anti-pharma freedom, meaning zero ingredients. It is not a supplement. It is not a pill. It is not a caffeine high. Okay. It is vibrotactile neurotech. It's like Braille for your brain, designed to guide your body back into homeostasis. Okay. And that's not a cute buzzword. This is what your body needs to come back to center, to balance your stress and to boost your stability and to increase your emotional capacity. When you're in that stretch of not being in alignment, your body's screaming at you. Okay. So, this is what happens with this Liberty patch. It makes every other patch I have work better. If I ever put something on my kid, which I did, she had a weird like heat rash or hives or something funky. I give her the Defend patch, which is immune system booster. And I put it with that Liberty because it makes everything work better and faster. But this Liberty patch specifically makes you stronger physically, emotionally, energetically. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If you are caring for aging parents, and I feel like my age range, my demographic, I know you bitches got some elderly parents you're taking care of, okay? This is all about the liberty, okay? And it is not optional if you're caring for someone who is elderly or if you're feeling that elderly freeze, okay? Because I'm gonna be honest, listen, bitch, when balance goes, everything goes. Falls happen, muscles weaken, bones break, independence fades. So I just want to tell you, freedom doesn't disappear in one big dramatic moment, right? It's leaking. It's a little instability here, a little stumble there, a quiet slide into just in case walkers. And better safe than sorry prescriptions, which are all bullshit. But what if we don't have to wait for the fall? What if you could immediately improve stability, balance, and physical response without swallowing the effing pills, okay? Without the side effects, without waiting 6 to 12 weeks like Big Pharma always promises and never delivers, okay? That's what this Liberty patch does. It is not hype, and there is proof. Clinical studies even show how immediate changes in balance and stability, just physical performance using this vibrotactile neurotech. It's a fancy way of saying this patch taps into your nervous system like Braille for your brain. Your body responds so fast. And this patch is speaking your body's language. Not chemically, not artificially, naturally through the nervous system. I did this balance test on my husband, okay, because it's super simple. You do a little test, you do a few little movements. I'm going to have to take a video one of these days and show you guys. But you do some movements and you show like they're not strong. You put this patch on and then suddenly there is resistance and strength and stability. You take it off, womp womp, you're down again, okay? There's no chemicals. It's not artificial. It's literally natural for you. For older people, that's, you know, this means less wobble, more control, quicker reflexes when you're stepping or bending or moving, stronger posture, more balanced gait, you know, like how people are walking. It's safer and it's more stable. And then you have more confidence to move without falling. Okay. You know, balance is more about dignity, really. It's about your mom being able to walk to the bathroom without fear, you know, your dad being able to stand up without that shaky reach for the armrest. It's about giving them their power back, giving you peace of mind. Because when your nervous system finds that homeostasis, the body is not in fight or flight anymore. It's not guessing. It's not struggling to catch up. I have this incredible cocktail I've been taking, and I'm telling you, my nervous system feels the difference. I can't put 15 stickers on my body. I've tried it. It's not fun. And I never can find that many places where it's not going to come off. So the most important thing to me lately has been my nervous system. I've been doing the Liberty, Defend, and the Peace like nobody's business. I feel that. Okay. But that's it. You're not in fight or flight. Your body's not guessing. It's not struggling to catch up. It's ready. It's balanced. It's strong. So I do push this patch like my life depends on it, because for someone you love, it just might really. I want you to, you know, stop waiting for a better time to care for your family's stability. Put liberty on them, put liberty on you, especially as a caretaker, because you need the strength too. And this activates your body's intelligence so you can stop living like a reactive mess and then start living like the grounded leader you actually are. Okay. Nobody has time to keep living in survival. And you definitely don't want to wait until you crash. Support your system before it screams. That's what Liberty does, okay? Click the link in the show notes. You already know it's not about buying something. It's about becoming someone who gets to feel free, okay? So back to this episode. I have spent most of my life feeling everything. Everything. Like, I'm that person that if I see roadkill, like, I'm crying, you know? And I think I feel like at first my husband was probably annoyed by that, but at this point, like, he has come to embrace who I am at my core, that when I cry about something, he's like, it's okay. It's just who you are. You know what I mean? My son is going into the Marines. I haven't lost my shit like that in a very long time. And I tried to suppress that. Like, maybe I could practice so I'm not crying. And again, my husband's like, it's fine. It's just who you are. It's okay. It is just who I am. And how is it that everybody outside of me saw that before I saw it for myself? And is that happening to you? Is that happening to you? You can't accept yourself, but other people are already seeing who you are, and that's okay. But it was a huge red flag for me about why am I so apologetic about how I feel, right? And when you spend your life feeling everything, it's not just that movie made me cry kind of way, okay? I get into that soul level. I could read the room before I walk in it, pick up on people's lies before they even open their mouths, kind of emotional awareness. For a long time, I really thought that made me weak, because it made me too much, too dramatic, too sensitive, unstable. And I have literally apologized for my feelings more than I have for actual mistakes, but not anymore. Okay. We're changing that. So this episode is for that version of me and maybe you that has been gaslit by the world into believing that your emotional depth is a liability, that your nervous system sensitivity is something to manage or toughen up, okay? That if you just got a little thicker skin, you'd be a good leader, a better mom, a more stable business owner. But my question is, like, what if that's a lie? What if emotional intelligence is actually your superpower? What if it's a spiritual gift and not a personality defect, right? So in this episode, we'll walk through why your sensitivity is sacred and it's not shameful, the difference between emotional chaos and emotional authority, and really how to stop spiritualizing emotional repression. Jesus didn't roll up with a numb nervous system, right? He cried. And we're not living at the mercy of our moods. We're leading through them. So, like, fuck your feelings. They're there. We're going to keep going. And it's not a distraction. Like our fleshly feelings, it's not a distraction. It's divine data, really. So how do we reclaim our power as a feeler without getting drowned in the tide of this, you know? I live this, okay? I'm not detached. When I talk about shit on this podcast, I am living it, okay? So this is for that woman who cries in the shower, who shows up to work after spiraling all night, who's felt too much and then punished herself for it, okay? This episode is medicine, and it's a call to stop apologizing for what God literally gifted you with, okay? Your sensitivity is it's sacred, okay? I'm sensitive, not in a pastel colored journal in a field kind of way, okay? But it is that feeling everything, like the tension before you open your mouth, the shift in someone's tone, like body language, the lie under the compliment, you know, the backhanded compliment, the grief sitting in someone's chest, even when they're smiling on Instagram. I feel all of this. I got an incredible phone call the other day. One of my beautiful friends, I did talk about her a little bit last year. It's been a little over a year. Her son committed suicide, and I was called to be a part of her healing process. And I was incredibly honored that she thought of me and that God trusted me to say the right things. And I still don't know if it was the right things, but I guarantee, like, all that cliche bullshit never came to me. Right. So she calls me. It's her birthday. And it's funny because I'm getting ready to text her. And my phone rings and I'm like, son of a bitch, that's her. And I'm telling you, like, before I even answered the phone, I knew she was a different person. I felt the healing in her. I felt that she has been through so much, 7 years sober or 7 months sober. Got a great job. Like, she just sounded so good that when I hung up the phone, I cried for a while. You know, it was beautiful because she could celebrate how far she's come, and then she still had space to be able to cry and grieve for her son because there is no timeline on grief. And when people say it gets easier over time, I just think that's bullshit. It's that you become someone different, and maybe you get used to the new person you're being over time, so it seems different. But when you really sit in that grief, I think of losing a child, I don't think it ever gets easier. But I felt her. And I want to say that was the greatest full circle gift that God has given me. And that's a way that I celebrated my feelings, that being able to know that awareness of, like, having the peace of, you guys, she called me one night very suicidal. And I didn't know what to say. Please, please don't do it. No, those weren't the words that came out of my mouth. I said, I absolutely don't blame you for feeling like this. I would want to fucking die. If I lost a kid, I would feel the same way. You know, it was a very scary situation and it's weighed very, very heavy on me. And she's not the only person that has called me in a moment of, you know, wanting to take that last step. And it is a God thing, 'cause what do you really say to someone like that, right? Like, what do you say in that moment? You know, can you really save someone? At the end of the day, it was always that space of, like, look, I did the best I could. I prayed about it. I had the conversation with her, and I can't take it personal if I find out that something really happened. Like, you just can't do that. But I have that feeling, right? So it would devastate me because I'm such a feeling person. But just to know, I was absolutely terrified. She's one of the most terrifying, you know, it was a terrifying moment for me, and it's kind of weighed on me. And I got to release that because I felt her. And then just hearing her celebrate all of these things, it was so beautiful. You've got to celebrate your intuition and celebrate that feeling moment. You know, God brings everything full circle. But because I felt like this for so long, I thought it meant that something was wrong with me. Like, I needed to get more hard. You know, I had this tough exterior. Brandon's a badass. Like, nothing touches her. She's never fazed. I thought that that's how I really needed to be, you know, to be less reactive, more logical, more stable. But really, the truth that really kind of helped me burn it down and kind of raise me back up is that my sensitivity is not a malfunction. It is a gift from God. He did this on purpose. He wired me like this on purpose. It's not extra. It's not overkill. It's divine intel. It's how I discern. It's how I love. It's how I lead. If I did not have God driving the bus when it comes to love, I would not be the greatest wife. I can love him unconditionally. There are not conditions. No matter what, I love him and I always have his back. Even when everything in me knows he's wrong in that moment, I am still there and I'm still supporting him and I'm still loving him. Even if, like, it is a divine gift. It is absolutely a gift. I can walk into a room and I know before the words start, before the mask starts slipping down, I know what's real and what's not. And that's not drama, that's discernment. I went to, I've been off work for a couple weeks. Went back to work and there's some new energy in there. And I knew right away, I know right away that energy is not for me. It is not for me. That is the discernment. Okay. It is the discernment. I don't have to be rude, but I guarantee I will not be available. Okay. You can do that and protect your boundaries and know what is good for you and what's not. It's not drama. That is discernment. Jesus didn't show up emotionally detached. He didn't give TED Talks with no tears. He wept. He flipped tables. He felt. He walked into grief, betrayal, hunger, exhaustion, joy. He felt everything. And somehow we've convinced ourselves that numbing out is maturity. You guys can just miss me with that polished, sanitized performance faith bullshit. Okay. No fake Christianity, Bible thumping marshmallows here. Okay. Sensitivity is not weakness. It is spiritual acuity. Okay. I am proof I'm alive. Proof I care. Proof I haven't sold my soul for some picture perfect version of unbothered. I cry during podcast episodes. Good. Okay. I feel like I'm going to puke sometimes before I publish posts. I know I'm on the right track. I can't shake the feeling that something's off in a conversation. Good. That means my radar is working. That is the gift that's kicking in. And if the world keeps saying I'm too much, too dramatic, too intense, too emotional, let them stay comfortable. We know we're not everybody's cup of tea. What do they say? So be tequila, right? I am sensitive and it's sacred. And if you've been calling your gift a glitch, I'm here to tell you that you are being gaslit. You're being gaslit. The difference between emotional chaos and emotional authority, it's also known as like, I'm not your punching bag or your fragile Instagram princess. Okay. So I want to make this simple. I feel everything. I feel everything, but I don't bow to any of it. Emotional chaos is what happens when your feelings run the show. And I think you can see that discernment in people. If you watch their actions, you could tell this person is definitely letting their feelings run the show. It's like when your mood decides if you show up, right? When your spiral dictates your schedule, or when you confuse intuition with insecurity and then you're calling it discernment. I've been there. I've canceled shit all the time because I was called to do because I felt off. I've ghosted good people because I couldn't regulate myself. I've cried, I've snapped, I've shut down, I've binged, I've numbed, I've exploded, and I call it processing. That's not authority. That was survival mode. Emotional chaos is loud and messy and reactive. It's being dragged by your feelings like putting a toddler on a leash. No peace, no power. It's all just drama in disguise. Emotional authority, though, is like that's when I say, yeah, I feel all of it, but guess what? I still know who the fuck I am. And it's when I can hold the grief and the microphone. It's when I can be pissed off and still show up in purpose. Or, when I don't need to wait to feel ready to obey the call on my life, because obedience is not about being in the mood. It is literally about being anchored. Authority doesn't mean I don't, I don't bypass the emotion. I hear it, I acknowledge it, I bless it, and I move anyway. I don't shove it down. I don't blow it up. I let it speak, but I don't let it drive the bus. I run the show now. My spirit leads and my emotions inform. I used to think that feeling it all made me unstable. And now I've realized it's just literally more for me to work with. More depth, more fuel, more truth to alchemize. So, no, I'm not here to be emotionally neutral or, put on this fake facade for people that are listening, thinking I have to be a certain way to contain the audience or maintain the listeners. I'm not doing any of that anymore. I'm not here to be neutral. I am not flatlining to make people comfortable. And I'm not dimming down just because somebody thinks that my fire is too much. Okay. You are here to lead with it. To burn through the fog with it, to build with it. And if that scares you, I mean, go ahead and stay asleep, right? But don't complain when people like me start creating the kind of freedom that you keep praying for, because this is emotional authority. It's not perfection. It's not control. It is power. It is peace. It is presence. Even when I'm pissed, even when I'm wrecked, I still know where I stand. I know where I stand. So, how do you stop spiritualizing emotional repression? How do you stop drowning in your own tide, right? I used to think that the more mature that I would get, the less I feel. If you ever notice, like as people get older, they just zero fucks given. Okay. Like emotions were something that I would eventually outgrow if I just prayed hard enough, or if I'd fast long enough, or get healed enough, less flesh, more spirit. And that was a lie. And not just a little off, it was like spiritually abusive. Because what really happened is that I didn't stop feeling, I just stopped admitting it. And then I called it faith. I'd be hurt and I would call it surrender. Okay. I would be angry and I would be calling that humility, and I'd be triggered as fuck and I would say I was waiting on God. So I was numbing it out and then performing like it was some noble act. We don't get extra credit in the kingdom for pretending we're fine. He's not gonna be like, oh my God, you faked it through all the bullshit, Brandon. Here's your gold star. We don't win awards for bypassing what God is actually trying to show us through our own nervous system. Your emotions are not distractions. They're not carnal. They're not worldly. That is divine data. God made your emotions, not big pharma, not your trauma, but God. Okay. So if I'm sad, that does not mean that I lack faith. If I'm angry, that does not mean that I'm demonized. Okay. If I'm disappointed, that does not mean I'm ungrateful. It means I'm a living, breathing, honest human and one that's actually listening instead of performing. So let's talk about power. Not the kind of fake power where you white knuckle your way through life with a smile. I'm talking the kind of power that feels deeply but doesn't get swallowed by it. The kind of power that lets the wave come and chooses not to drown. So if you want to reclaim your power as a feeler, stop apologizing for what your emotions are trying to tell you. Sit your ass down, feel it, hear it, let it speak, and then you can decide what it means. You lead the meaning, you decide what story it writes, and that's the difference between feeling and flailing. You're not too much, you're not too dramatic, and you're not disqualified because you had a breakdown at 2 a.m. and a breakthrough at noon, okay? You're just in tune. And if more people were, we wouldn't all be stuck in cycles that look holy but feel like hell. Okay. So I feel everything. And today I'm going to say graciously, like, I thank God for that, because that sensitivity, this emotional honesty, it's why I know who I am. It's why I can't be bought. Okay. And it's why I could see through the bullshit that's keeping everyone else stuck. And that bullshit is that I watch people get bought and paid for every fucking day. I watch them sell out. I watch them sell out, and it's heartbreaking. All the opportunities I've ever had to sell out, God at my core, even through my mess, even in all the desperate explosions I've had in my lifetime, I saw through the bullshit. Okay. This is not dysfunction. It is discernment on fire. So if you're out here calling your shutdowns peace and your avoidance surrender, you've got to wake the fuck up. Like, I am frustrated with you. I'm frustrated because I just want to shake you. God did not ask you to be silent. He's asking you to be true. He's asking you to be true. We don't just nod along to this episode and then go back to playing small. That it makes me so, I love you. I love you so much for being here, but like, you're pissing me off. Okay. You're not too sensitive. You're not too much. You're wired for this. And it's time that you stop apologizing for feeling everything and start leading from it. Okay. In the show notes, make sure you guys check that out, because I dropped everything there for you. That Liberty Patch, game changer. It's there. I've got links. I've got other shit all in the show notes. Okay. Check the ranks, whatever. Follow, rate, review, send this to a friend who is pissing you off like you're pissing me off. Okay. Someone that you know needs to be stepping into their potential, because, bitch, this podcast is not a pep talk. It's a permission slip to burn it down, the fake, and to reclaim your power and to build a life that actually feels like yours. This is Listen, Bitch, where the healing is holy and the fire is real and the feelings, they're not a flaw. It's the key. Okay. You feel everything because you were made to. You weren't created to be numb or quiet or palatable to the fucking sheep we're surrounded by. You were created in the image of a God who feels deeply, leads fiercely, and loves without flinching. Gave every fucking thing so you could live. Everything. He gave us everything. So when the world tries to convince you that your sensitivity is a flaw, I want you to remember who made you. And God didn't make a mistake when he gave you emotions that shake rooms and discernment that literally scares people. He made you in his image with that fire and with the truth in your bones. Okay. Anyway, go check the show notes, grab the Liberty Patch, follow the show, share it with the person that you know needs to wake up to their divine wiring. Okay. Come back for the next episode. This isn't just a podcast. It's a movement for all of us that refuse to stay quiet about everything we're feeling. This is Listen, Bitch, okay? Where the ones who feel the deepest are ready to rise the loudest. I love you guys.